It's time to talk Guardians baseball with Bob DiBiasio. It's brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience and Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Bobby, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great. How could I not?
Well,
22 hits, 17 runs. That was a fun day yesterday at the ballpark.
Right. Do we know anything about pacing? Should we pace ourselves a little bit here? Or do we just kind of feast and famine the way things are going? We had like one run over the previous two games, and now we're unloading with quite a bit against Kansas City. We're not done with those KC Royals, though. One other game today, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's a four-game wraparound series in Kansas City. Then we're off to Cincinnati to take on the Reds before coming home on Friday. But yeah, you wouldn't believe what the kind of text I received after the first two games. Even my closest friends were not very kind on my text in terms of their comments about our offense. And then one day later, they're saying, save some of these runs, save some of these runs. So that's just baseball for you.
Well, you didn't return your text and say, see, take your text and do this with it. See what happens? And
no,
then you go down there, I'm going to unfriend and all these people that are getting on my case for this. But how about Stephen Kwan? Let's hear a little bit of this here.
Now the payoff pitch to Kwan. Swung on. This is hammered to deep right field, and it is off the wall. Kwan is on his way to second with a sliding double and his fifth hit of the game. Stopping at third is Miles Straw. What an incredible Major League debut this weekend for Stephen Kwan. 5 for 5 today with a hit by pitch. He's been on base 12 times in the three games, as he has walked 3 times. He's been hit by a pitch and has gone 8 for 10.
This is amazing. What I remember hearing you say is he doesn't like to strike out, and apparently that's true.
Yeah, he still hasn't done that. He prides himself on the fact that he can put the barrel of the bat on the ball with consistency. Those who have seen him play on TV here realize not a big guy, about 5'9", maybe 175, 180 at the most. And California kid, went to Oregon State, played in the College World Series when he helped Oregon State win it. He was a fifth-round draft pick for us. And the homegrown kid that, has, a real confidence in his ability to put the bat on the ball. And he's a good outfielder. Just fun. When kids like this, get to the big leagues for the very first time and have some initial success, I don't think they can smile any wider than they can right now.
Would that have an influence at all on the other guys on the team, seeing that somebody can do this and sort of take that not striking out sort of seriously and maybe even start a trend?
Well, it's interesting. It's part of a philosophy change in the game of baseball. Where strikeouts, home runs, and walks were dominant in our game. And we're starting to see teams really look to have a more versatile approach to offense. Stephen Kwan is a part of that with us, that when there's thoughts that the shift is going to be adjusted going into next, and have three fielders side of second base, but all three infielders have to have their cleats on the dirt, what is being discussed. All of a sudden, let's start spraying the ball around the ballpark and getting on base and doing the things you can do. So what I think helps in our dugout is just seeing a youngster having fun, and that just builds the camaraderie in the dugout better than anything.
Bob, when a team takes a player at round number five, is it like a flyer on a player at that point, or is it somebody that the organization is really high on?
Well, if I remember correctly, don't hold me to this, but he might have been like the 163rd player taken. So that's not necessarily a flyer in our business at that number. That there are a number of kids out there who can really play the game of baseball, and you just hope the resources you can provide that young man will make him better as he gets a little older, he gets a little stronger, gets better instruction and assistance with his nutrition and all the things that we provide, from sports performance coaches to sleep coaches to all of those kind of things that when you become a professional athlete are available to you. So, no, I don't think necessarily it's a flyer, but I do think the fact that there is a foundation there, obviously, to work with.
Before we let you go, what's the big news for Friday? What exciting things can you share with us now about the home opener?
Well, you got to make sure you're in your seats by 6:30 for the 7:10 game. You do not want to miss Tom Hanks and Larry Doby Jr. as part of the pregame ceremonies, especially Tom Hanks has some interesting things up his sleeve that will be fun for everybody to enjoy. So that's my little hint for today. Okay. If you're coming down to the ballpark, be in your seats certainly by 6:15. Gates open at 5, but get there in your seats by 6:15, 6:30.
Will he still fit into that Jimmy Dugan, Rockford Peaches? You know, I'm just asking. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to meeting him face-to-face for the first time on Friday.
So it'll be
we shall see.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, that's coming up Friday for the home opener. We look for excitement on that. But again, the Royals and the Indians this afternoon, 2 o'clock. First pitch, 1:35 here on the broadcast, and Aaron Civale pitching for the Tribe today. Bob, or the
I
can edit the end. I can just cut it at the end here. I can edit. We'll edit that part out. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Talk again next Monday.
Thank you, boys. Go Guardians.